Today's Mishnah is Amasechta Shviyas Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph and Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. So the first Mishnah of the fourth Perek Amasechta Shviyas picks up where the latter Mishnayis of the third Perek of Masechta Shviyas left off. And that is dealing with one of the Takanos Chazal related to Shviyas, which states that a person's not allowed to do something in his field on Shemitah if it's going to look like he's preparing his field for him to work in his field on Shemitah. And the most obvious of these halachas, the one that the Tanon discussed the most, was that a person is not allowed to clear his field. So if a person has rocks and stones and grass and different things, he wouldn't be able to remove it on Shviyas, even if he needs it for a mundane purpose, even if he needs it for something that he's allowed to do. For example, he's in the construction business. He wants to take stones so that he can build, which in and of itself is something you're allowed to do on Shemitah. However, if the stones are in a field and you're going to remove it from the field on Shemitah, it's going to look a little bit, just the optics, as if maybe you're clearing your field because you want to bring the bulldozers in and you want to stop being chayrish and zayreya, which is something you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. So it's for that reason Chazal said that that's something you're not allowed to do. Stating that, the fine print of all the Mishnayos that we learned said there are times it's mutter and all the different halachas. So the first Mishnah today is going to continue on that note, and really this could have almost been the last Mishnah of the third Perek. Zok Tehilge Mishnah. Barishayna. It used to be, Hayu Oimrim, that Chazal were of the opinion that Malakit Adam Eitzim Va'avonim Va'asovim Yitoch Shalai, that it would be okay for a person to gather wood and stone and grass from his field, Kiderech Shu Malakit Mitoch Shal Chaveira, in the same way it was mutter for a person to be Malakit these things from his friend's field, but only if he does it as Hagas Hagas. He takes the large ones. So the Mishnah is written a little Megungam, and what the Mishnah is saying is that it used to be that it was mutter for a person to gather large stones and large wood and large bundles of grasses from his field. And the reason is because just like it was always mutter, and Chazal never incorporated in their takana a person not being allowed to gather things from his friend's field. And what's the reason for it? Is because a person is not going to prepare his friend's field for working in the fields. If you're going to your friend's field and you're taking Eitzim, it's probably because you need the Eitzim and you have some sort of arrangement with him. It's probably not because it's a Sunday afternoon and you decided at the goodness of your heart, you're going to go help him out with his field. It certainly doesn't look like that's what it is. And for that reason, in the world of Marasayan, no one's going to be chayshed you of that. So the assumption is going to be that probably what you're doing is you're taking the Eitzim Avon. So just like Chazal, when they made the original Takon, they never incorporated an Isser to go to somebody else's field. Why? Because the whole issue is optics. It's all Marasayan. And if it's somebody else's field, there is no problem Marasayan. So in the same vein, they said, if you want to take a Sagas Sagas, if you want to take large stones, that's going to be Mutter as well. Misharabu Oivrei Avera. However, once the Oivrei Avera became more prevalent and there were people that were looking to circumvent the laws of Chazal, Hiskinu, they made a Takana, Sheyeheze Malakit Mitoich Shalze, that the only time it will ever be mutter for a person to be malakit eitzim avadim and asavim is if you're doing it for your own field. And even if you want to take the gas, even if you want to take the large one, it's not going to be okay. So what did the Oivrei Avera do? What the Oivrei Avera would do is they would go into their field and they would take even the small stones. And then people would call them anodin and they would say, what are you doing? You're clearing small stones? Don't you know the rabbis instituted that you're not allowed to do something like this? They would say, oh, this is small. I thought it was big. So once you make it in to something that's subjective, where is it big, is it small? So you're really opening up the sha'arim for people that want to do averis, for it to be a lot easier for them to do it. So the chatchila chachamim felt that if you're going to take large stones, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because large stones doesn't look like you're doing it to clear your field. It looks like you're doing it because you want it. And just like they said, you can go to somebody else's field, so too you can take the large stones from your own field. But the large stones is a little different than someone else's field. Someone else's field is a very obvious distinction between my field and your field. But large stones versus small stones, because that can sometimes be a subtlety, and you're opening up a Pesach for the Oivrei Avera. So therefore the Chachamim said that no, You want to be malakit mitoich shel chaverit, that's something you can do. But you want to take large stones from your own field, that's not something you're allowed to do. Additionally, the Chachamim made another takana. They said that when you're going to be malakit misadash chaveroi, you could do it of b'shaloi b'toiva. The person is not allowed to show any gratitude. He can't say shkoyach, he can't pay you, he can't say, you know what? And here's the punchline. You just clean my field, wink, wink. I'm going to clean your field, wink, wink. Because then it's just a roundabout way of you ultimately clearing your field, which is for sure something the Chachamim didn't want you to do. It goes without saying, meaning not only could your friend not be makritoy for what you're doing, you certainly can't sit down, write a contract, write a shtar. I'll work for you in the afternoon as long as you feed me breakfast and lunch and supper, right? Literally, so that's something that you certainly would not be able to do. So the Mishnah gives us a little bit of a history course as it relates to Shvias, and that is Bari Shoyin. In the olden days, it was mutter for a person to go into his own field and be malakid Eitzim Avonim and Asovim as long as he took the gas hagas. Misherabu every aveira, there was a Yeridus Adairus at some point, and Hiskinu, the Chachamim, made a takono, then no, that's not going to be okay. You want to be malakid from your friend's field, you could, and even then they made a takono, Shabbatoich takono. They said, moving forward, if you're ever going to take from your friend, it's going to have to be number one Shalai B'toiva, and it goes without saying that you wouldn't be able to make any arrangement, any upmach. Just one point that the Mefarshim speak out that I think is worth mentioning in Pshat, and that is at the end of the third parak, we talked a lot about that if somebody's going to take large stones out of his field, it's going to be mutter. So those Mishnayos that we mentioned, was that in the before part of our Mishnah? Or was that in the after part of our Mishnah? So the Chazon Ish, in his Pirish on Shvias, says that he believes that was even in the after part of our Mishnah. Meaning, even after the Chachamim made a takano, and they said that you can't take the gas hagas. Why? Because of the Ivri Aveira. But those super large stones that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah would be okay. Right? Here the Mishnah was talking about Avnei Kosei, for example, stones that you would have to carry on your shoulders. So the Chazon Ish says that those stones were so big that those stones were always mutter. What our Mishnah is saying is that Barishoyne, even things that weren't that big, as long as they were a little bit large, they were gas as opposed to dak, even that was mutter. And that the Chacham went and they prohibited. So what are we left with? We're left with Mishnah Perigimel. We're left with all the halachas that we saw in the previous Perigimel, included in which is that if it's taka very, very large, such as Avnei Kosev, Machlokes Tanaim, what Avnei Kosev is, in that instance, it's going to be okay. Mishnah Beis, and really Mishnah Beis, is a completely new halacha, obviously, me'inyan, le'inyan, ba'isa inyan. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if a person violated the laws of Shvias. So, he wasn't supposed to, but he did. He worked his field on Shvias. Maybe he was over Yisurei De'Raisa. Maybe he was only over Isurei Derabanan. The question is there any ramifications? Meaning, at the end of the day, if somebody worked in his field, the year after Shvias, for example, or maybe even Shvias itself, could he benefit from what it is he did? Is there a knas that was imposed by Chazal? The short answer is, it was a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and our Mishnah is going to present this very, very basic halacha in the laws of Shvias, right? Mishnayis is the foundation of the Torah Shel Baal Peh, of any specific halacha. So really, these Mishnayis are basic halachas, foreign to us, because we're not farmers, but very, very basic once upon a time. So Zokta Eilige Mishnah, Sada Sheniskavtsa. Somebody has a field, and on Shemitah, he removed the thorns from these fields. So Niskavtsa is from the Shoresh of Koitzim. Niskavtsa means he cleared the field from these stones. Now this is from these thorns. Now this was something he wasn't allowed to do. You're not allowed to clear your field on Shvias. Says the Mishnah, even though you did it, Tizora b'moitzoy Shvias. It's going to be okay for you to plant in this field, but Maitzai Shvias, meaning in the 8th year. 7th year, obviously, can't be Zerea. That's an Issa Deiraisa. But in the 8th year, if you're going to want to, that's going to be okay. Sheni Taiva or Sheni Dair. What if the person didn't just clear the field from thorns, but he actually was Chayresh, he plowed inside his field. Oy Sheni Daira. What he did was he took his animals and he let them graze inside the field, so they fertilized the field. Something we know you're not allowed to do. Something we learned earlier in the Masechta. So then the Allah is Leitizar and Maitzai Shvias. Chachamim imposed the knas, they made a penalty, and they said that this person will not be able to plant inside his field in the 8th year. So if he just cleared his field from thorns, then the 8th year, it's okay. No knas. If you plow the field, or if you fertilize the field, then already we're going to impose a knas. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. If all you did was remove thorns, you didn't do anything that substantial. If you plowed the field, you fertilized the field, so that's much more substantial, and that's where the Chachamim felt that we have to put our foot down, and that's where they imposed the knas. Sada sheni taivo, in the event that someone has a field and he plowed the field on Shemitah, b'shamay yoimrim, b'shamay says, in oichlim peiros ebeshvis, he's not allowed to eat from the fruit that grew during the Shemitah year. And Sula says, Eichlin, you're allowed to. Now, if somebody plows his field on Shemitah, he was over in Issa Deiraisa. It's Asa Midairaisa for a person to be Chayrish his field on Shemitah. So you were Chayrish your field, and then something grew from the Avodah that you did. So here's the question. Can I benefit or can I not benefit? Beishamai, who's almost always Machmer, says, Ein Eichlin Peiros Ebeshvias, you're not allowed to. Beisul, who's usually the Mekel, says, Eichlin, you are allowed to. Now, this is a Deiraisa de Geshmuz, because we're dealing with somebody that was Chayrish. You could eat, you can't eat. And the truth is, the Teres Kayanim says that the sheet of Beis Shammai that says Ein Oichlin Peiros Ebeshvias is learnt out from Droshes. And Beis Hillel, that's Mater, it's because they darshan those psukim differently. So this is already not so much a Takonas Chazal related to Knas. We're dealing with a Malacha Deiraisa, and really we're dealing with a Shaila on a biblical level. Can you eat from it, or can you not eat from it? A similar Shaila. Beis Shammai, Yemen Beis Shammai says, Ein Oichlin Peiros Shvias, if somebody goes into his friend's field on Shemitah, which he's allowed to do, one of the laws of Shemitah is that all the fields were hefker. So if you go into somebody's field on Shvias, you're allowed to, but you can't be machzik toifa. You can't thank him for it. You can't do anything for him in return. You have to act and treat it as if it's 100% hefker. Beis Hillel says, it's not true. Eichlin b'toiv, v'shaloi b'toiv, it's not a problem. You want to be makritoiv? Let it be a mensch. Let it be makritoiv. At the end of the day, you're walking into somebody else's field and you're taking his food. It's true the Torah was mafkarit, but the right thing to do would be to show a little gratitude. And it's for that reason, this is something that you would definitely be able to do. Now, this shayla already is a shayla midrabbana. It's not a shayla day, right? It's a shayla midrabbana. You're going into somebody's field. You want to give the yid a shayna shkoyach, and just for being, you know, nice and whatever, you benefiting from what he had. Beis Shammai says you can't do it. Beis Hillel says not a problem. What's Pshat Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai doesn't like it because Beis Shammai says you're giving off the appearance as if Shvias is not Hefker. Chazal was so sensitive to Shvias that they wanted it to look 1,000% as if everything is Hefker. The minute you give this guy a Shkoyach, ooh, it looks a little bit like maybe it's not so Hefker. Why give him Shkoyach? It's Hefker. What do you mean? I'm doing it because I'm a mensch. I hear, but at the same time, there's a slippery slope, and that's why Beis Shammai put their foot down. Rabbi Huda said, Chiluf Advar. Rabbi Huda commented on the second machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the way we had the second machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the way we had the first machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is the way we have almost every machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai was machmer, and Beis Hillel was mekel. Rabbi Huda said, no, this second machloikis is fakir, and if that's the case, it's Beis Shammai that says mutter, and Beis Hillel says aser, which means zoo. This would be an example that's mikule Beis Shammai. It's from the kulas of Beis Shammai, umechumre Beis Hillel, and from the chumras of Beis